Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thanks for tuning in. Today, Newfound Records rolls back the clock 50 years to 1966. That was the year of the great Newfoundland and Labrador Come Home Here celebration. So stay tuned now for an hour full of great music from 1966, like the accordion music you're listening to right now by Ray Walsh. Up on bus there. A rousing start to our Come Home Here special today. The song he played is called The Rollicking Skipper, and it's taken from Ray Walsh's album Favorite Reels and Jigs of Newfoundland, and that, of course, was released in 1966. It was Ray's first LP, and he's accompanied on that by Bill Allen on guitar and Reg Foley on bass. Now, that album was released as a souvenir of Come Home Here. And I'm going to read you a short quote from the liner notes for that album. "We hope that this album will bring a great deal of enjoyment to visitors as well as residents of Newfoundland who will be celebrating Come Home Here. Ray Walsh is one of the top-rated artists to come out of Newfoundland, and on this album he is doing some of the favorites of Newfoundlanders." End quote. Well, the same can be said of all the music you're going to hear on Newfound Records today. All selections are from 1966, and all were available as Come Home Here souvenirs. Now, for those listeners old enough to remember Come Home Here in 1966, like me, I remember it well, this edition of Newfound Records is going to bring back a lot of memories for you. And for those of you who are younger, you might not know a thing about Come Home Here, so before I spin another record, I'm just going to give you a little bit of historical background on Come Home Here 1966. Okay, we'll roll back the clock now 50 years to the summer of 1966, when for the first time a ribbon of asphalt stretched from Port-au-Basque to St. John's. Modern motels and inns sprang up, and campgrounds and picnic sites were abundant. So out came the welcome mat for expatriate Newfoundlanders, and they were eager to return to their homeland, for at last they could drive the island without shattering their windshields, without ripping the bottom out of their car, with their windows wide open to breathe the fresh, dust-free air. And they came in droves. Now, like thousands of others, singer Dick Nolan had left Newfoundland in his youth to seek his fortune up along. He, too, was lured back by the Come Home Here promotion in 1966, and he brought his band with him, and they toured the island. Dick wrote a topical song which became an unofficial anthem for the Come Home Here celebrations, a song that was played endlessly on the radio back in 66. It was called Come Where We're At. The song is really a musical tourism brochure, tempting visitors with treats like fish and brews, salt herrings, salmon steaks, lake trout jumping 8 feet high, homebrew, and a welcome mat at every door. From 1966, the album Eyes to Buy, What Catches Da Fish, Dick Nolan sings, Come Where We're At.
Come home to Newfoundland, it's come home year. All the newfies will be gathered here. There's lots of fish and brews and treats like that. So don't stay where you do, come where we're at. You'll find salt herring, salmon, steaks galore. A welcome mat will be at every door. The lake trout down here, they jump 8 feet high. So come on home and let's sing Eyes to Buy. There's lots of nice things down here to be seen. The air you breathe is always fresh and clean. The pretty girls are down here by the score. So come on home, you won't roam anymore. Air Canada, they land here every day. Or the William Carson will take you across the bay. So come on home, we'll make some good homebrew. And the RCMP will help us drink it too. Shake your hand and greet you with a smile. They're friendly folk and they just love to mix. So come to Newfoundland in 66. Come home to Newfoundland, it's come home year. All the newfies will be gathered here. There's lots of fish and brews and treats like that. No, don't stay where you do, come where we're at. No, don't stay where you do, come where we're at.
Great Dick Nolan with Come Where We're At from 1966. You're listening to Newfound Records, coming to you from Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland on CHMR. Now, another song besides Come Where We're At was also an unofficial anthem for Come Home Year. And that song that was played endlessly on the radio as well was called Come Home Newfoundlander. It was written by a fellow by the name of John Pittman. I think he's a Newfoundlander. I'm not really sure. He remains a mystery to me. I've been trying to find out information about him for years, and I've gotten pretty well nowhere. The song was sung by a group called the Scotians. They're also known as Tom, Jim, and Garth. And as I understand it, they're all from Nova Scotia. So kind of bewilders me. Why was a group from Nova Scotia singing an anthem to Newfoundland and Labrador's Come Home Here? How did that come about? I really don't know. All right, let's get on with the music. Here are Tom, Jim, and Garth with their monster Come Home Here hit, Come Home, Newfoundlander.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on this whole Newfie shore.
Now is the time for fun and laughter. Now is the time for love, and after will be a time for lovely memories. Come home and see the good old family trees,
and don't overlook the small wood if you please. Come home, Newfoundlander. You're gonna get a chance to wish and choose again. Come home, Newfoundlander. You're gonna get a chance for fish and brews again. Come home, Newfoundlander. There's capelin on the shore. Come back, we'll teach you how to smile. Come home once more. Come home, Newfoundlander.
If you're a Newf, you'll want to raise the roof again. Come home, Newfoundlander. We're gonna open up the overproof again. Come home, Newfoundlander. Again we'll rant and roar. We'll sing old folks' songs louder than before. We'll rock this island home from shore to shore. Come home, Newfoundlander. The friends who are your heart's delight are calling you. Come home, Newfoundlander. If you would like a luscious bite of flipper stew, come home, Newfoundlander. The old rock calls once more. Come home again, come home again. Back to our glorious shore once more. Come home again, come home again. Back to our glorious shore. Come home, Newfoundlander. Come home, Newfoundlander.
That was Tam, Jim and Garth with Come Home, Newfoundlander. Okay, time for a wee break, but do stay tuned. On the other side, a high school choir from Harbor Grace with their anthem to Come Home Year.
Some like it hot. Some like it on the rocks. Me, I like it fair. Fair trade coffee means that farmers improve their living conditions while respecting the environment. And it tastes really good. For a decent cup of coffee, look for the transfer logo. It's your guarantee that the coffee growers were paid a fair price and that the environment is protected. For more information, call 514 522 2000 or 1 888 6633247. This message has been brought to you by Équiterre with the support of the Canadian International Development Agency.
Hello. I'm Ray Walsh, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with Wayne Tucker on 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI in Belle Island, VOBB in Bonbay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back, I'm Wayne Tucker. Today, Newfound Records is celebrating the 50th anniversary of Come Home Year 1966. Now next up, here's a rare gem of a recording. It's another anthem to Come Home Year. This one is done by St. Francis High School Glee Club from Harbor Grace, and that's an all-male choir. The song we're going to do is called Come Home to Newfoundland, and that received considerable airplay in 1966. The song was composed by Jed Blackmore, and he was actually the kingpin behind setting up that Harbor Grace choir. So, and I want to thank Jed Blackmore and also Francis Littlejohn, and especially Clem Drake, who all played a role in making the 45 RPM single available to me for this show. It's a very rare single. Now, Clem Drake, he had a solo part in this wonderful number that you're about to hear. He's the one with the English accent. And the two other soloists in the number are Kevin Cody and Fred McCarthy. And accompanying them on piano is Jed Blackmore. Here then, from 1966, the St. Francis High School Glee Club, Come Home to Newfoundland.
I used to make my money at fishing in Labrador, and then I went across the sea where I could make much more. With plenty of skill, good work and will and common sense to spare, I showed them how, and just right now I am a millionaire.
Showed them how, and just right now I am a millionaire. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on to Newfoundland. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on to Newfoundland.
I left the Isle of Newfoundland 40 years ago,
And many things have happened since, of which I just don't know. The roads have changed, the buildings too, the people that I see. The only thing I recognize is hospitality.
The only thing we recognize is hospitality. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Lands across the ocean, from all around God's earth. Come home this year to Newfoundland, the homeland of your birth. From every pole of north to south, from every forest land. Far and near, come home this year, come home to Newfoundland.
I learned my speech in London, the town of Oxford too. From what you hear, it must appear I'm English through and through. I do admit from where you sit, my speech it sounds quite grand, but still I always talks me best back home in Newfoundland.
But still he always talks his best back home in Newfoundland. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland.
They're coming home from Boston, from England and the Isles. They're coming home to Newfoundland for many a thousand miles. We'll all be here to welcome them and raise a cup of cheer and say 'tis grand to have you home in this our come home year.
Say 'tis grand to have you home in this our come home year. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Come home, come home, come home, come home, come home to Newfoundland. Lands across the ocean, from all around God's earth. Come home this year to Newfoundland, the homeland of your birth. From every pole of north to south, from every forest land, from far and near, come home this year, come home to Newfoundland.
Come home to Newfoundland by the St. Francis High School Glee Club. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Now, when Premier Smallwood first announced the designation of 1966 as Come Home Year, he said this: "The plan is to invite Newfoundlanders, and Newfoundlanders by descent, from all parts of the United States and Canada and other parts of the world, come back to this province to see for themselves the tremendous social and economic progress that we have been making since the coming of Confederation." And apparently, one of the things that the government did was they commissioned a song to promote Come Home Year. Art Scammell was the one who composed the song. You remember him from the Squid Jigging Ground, I'm sure. The song that he wrote was called A Newfoundland Come Home Song, but I don't know much about this. I don't, if it was ever recorded, I've never heard of it. I have the lyrics here, and I'll read it out now as a poem. A Newfoundland Come Home Song by Arthur Scammell. We span the great island, we've bridged the wide streams, building the new Newfoundland of our dreams. We welcome our kinfolk and all those who roam back to the firesides, the warm hearths of home. Then come in your thousands, our first come home year. Give us your blessing and join us in cheer. Though letters and phone calls we always enjoy, you in the flesh is what we want, me boy. So bring all the family and park them on us. Junior and senior, we don't mind the fuss. Leave all cares behind wherever you are. Start the cruise homeward, our doors are ajar. You don't have to linger if boats are storm-bound. Don't have to wait till the steamer calls around. There's river to fish in with dry or wet fly, guides to instruct those who seldom come by. Discover once more in the land of your birth sweet simple pleasures and sources of mirth. There'll be lots of weddings. There's one at Renew's. Jig a few codfish and cook your own brews. We'll sing the old songs, there's some new ones just out. Try out your tonsils and make a glad shout. Nobody may ask you, so just come by chance. Join the soiree at the Kellagrew's dance. Our time spent together will ebb like the tide. Distance may part us, but never divide. We want you to know we are proud that you came. Some things have changed, but the folks are the same." Well, there you have it. Arthur Scammell's contribution to promoting Come Home Year. That was his poem, A Newfoundland Come Home Song. Today, Newfound Records is celebrating the 50th anniversary of Come Home Year. Now, we get back to some music with another Come Home Year ditty. This one by Lem Snow. I think He spent most of his time, I think, in Howley in central Newfoundland. I think he wrote this in 1966, but it didn't appear on vinyl record until 1982 on an album on the Pigeon Inlet Productions label called The Great Lobster Boil. Here then, Lem Snow, Come Home Here.
'Tis Newfoundland, come home here, see the Newfoundlanders come. From the far Pacific regions, they are on their journey home. They're riding through the Rockies and across the plains below, o'er which terrain one day did reign the god of Manitou. They're coming from the prairies with the rock and roll and twist. They're coming from the village and the great metropolis. Then across the border from the states of Uncle Sam, see erstwhile Newfoundlanders come to visit Newfoundland. Oh, here comes Aunt Maria with George and little John. Hey, Lizzie, poke the fire and put the kettle on. More visitors are coming, we're expecting Uncle Darm. He's on his way to see Aunt May, who lives at Jobat's Arm. Polly is expecting her cousin home this week. She's gone to get her hair done, this welcome guest to me. Then with a lipstick cream and powder and a daub or two of paint, she'll hate today the Indian way by looking what she ain't. Here's Obadiah Trimlet with a big wart on his nose. He's bound for Pigeon Inlet to visit Uncle Mose. And when he hears those funny yarns in glee, he'll leap about like a salmon seen in the Humber stream with a fly oak in its snout. Polly has a sweetheart in the state of Alabama. He seeks her hand in marriage, so he's left for Newfoundland. Polly is excited and she says, come early fall, I'll give this man not just my hand, but arms and legs and all. So it seems that Polly's wedding will climax this come home year, when many a Newfoundlander will be on a howling tear. Polly invites everyone from near and far away, so we'll make Miss Polly's wedding the come home year soiree.
That was Lem Snow accompanying himself on banjo with Come Home Year. Now, Carmenville's Bert Cuff was all over the airwaves during Come Home Year, with a song that has become a modern classic now in this province. You still have groups covering it today. The song is Island of Newfoundland. Some call it Cold Canadian Waters. Bert Cuff wrote that song, and by doing that and recording it in 1966, it actually made him one of the province's first singer-songwriters, believe it or not. Dick Nolan did the same thing in 1966 with Come Where We're At. Dick wrote that. He became a singer-songwriter as well. The only other singer-songwriter that I know of before that was Art Scammell. I just read his poem a little while ago when he recorded The Squidjigging Ground back in the mid-1940s. I think it was the first time Scammell recorded that one. Well, Bert Cuff included that song, Island of Newfoundland, on just what I think is a wonderful album called From Newfoundland to Memphis. And it's actually the only LP that Bert Cuff ever made. A pity, I think. I would like to hear more of his great voice. We'll give him a listen now as Bert remembers a windy, wet, snowy island, carefree childhood days, and the girl who broke his heart so often, its days a little sore.
In the cold Canadian water, north from the coast of Maine, there's an island called Newfoundland, swept by snow, wind, and rain. On the island there's a village with its customs and its ways, a little town of Carmenville, the home of childhood days. Those childhood days were something, carefree all the time. There's a girl in every story, and you know there's one in mine. She broke my heart so often, it stays a little sore. That's the reason I left home, can't go back no more. People make a living on the land and on the sea. There are people on the island that mean the world
course of time to live again in Newfoundland, the home of childhood time. I'd like to watch the sailboats as they glide across the bay, to see again the farmers sow the seeds and cut the hay. The island has no strangers, 'cause everybody is your friend. The island of Newfoundland I'd like to see again. The people make a living on the land and on the sea. There are people on the island that mean the world to me. I wish I had the power to change the course of time, to live again in Newfoundland, the home of childhood time.
Burke Cough with his monster regional hit, Island of Newfoundland. You're listening to Newfound Records. Now, we continue with our Come Home Here 50th anniversary celebration with a track from one of two albums that John White released for Come Home Here. The album you're going to hear a track from right now is entitled Come All Ye Home to Newfoundland. And that was actually commissioned by the Millers of Five Roses Flower for Come Home Here. And the album targeted tourists who would want to bring back a musical souvenir of Newfoundland. Now, all the tracks on the album then were Newfoundland folk songs. And guess who wrote the liner notes for that album? None other than the Premier of Newfoundland and Labrador back in 1966, Joey Smallwood. He endorsed that record project, and he also suggested the album's title. And I'm going to read a quote now from Joey's liner notes. Quote, Newfoundland celebrates 1966 as Come Home Year, a year when we sing out a Come All Ye welcome to all Newfoundlanders. The songs in this album, I am sure, will touch the hearts of many a man who has been taken out of Newfoundland and will draw him again to his native heath. To all who hear these songs, I say only that which the songs themselves say. Come all ye, come home to Newfoundland. End quote. From John White's historic album, Come All Ye Home to Newfoundland, this is John White, backed by Ray Walsh, Bill Allen, and Reg Foley, with a song that went on to become one of John White's signature songs, Signal Hill.
'Twas once in December, I'll never forget, a charming young maiden I happened to meet. Her eyes shone like diamonds, she was dressed fit to kill, and I met her down sliding on Signal Hill. Will you come along with me, boys? Come along with me, boys, down Signal Hill. I said, now, my fair one, if you will excuse, to partake of me, I'm sure she didn't refuse. For then I must say that I first felt love's thrill when I met her down sliding on Signal Hill. Will you come along with me, boys? Come along with me, boys, down Signal Hill. The very next day to the church we did go, whispered all the people to the rag, you must know. Says she, will you marry? Says I, faith I will. And this buckle we were up on Signal Hill. Will you come along with me, boys? Come along with me, boys, down Signal Hill. So now we are married and children have three. Meself and the missus could never agree. We one christened William, the other one Bill. The girls as I call the other one Signal Hill. Will you come along with me, boys? Come along with me, boys, down Signal Hill. Come all you young fellas, take warning from me. If ever in need of a wife you may be, just take my advice and you'll soon know love's thrill. Take off and go sliding down Signal Hill. Will you come along with me, boys? Come along with me, boys, down Signal Hill.
That was John White with Signal Hill, the original recording of Signal Hill, by the way, from 1966. Well, it's time for another break, but Newfound Records continues to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Come Home Here on the other side, so do please stick around.
We don't only play classic country music Friday nights, we also play Newfoundland singers as well. The only way to find out is you have to tune in. Friday nights, join the Good Old Country Show with your host, one and only Country Gary. Friday nights at 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. That's right, 4 hours of the best in classic country music on 93.5 FM. You can also tune in online at chmr.ca, or you can go on Alliant TV, channel 787, or Rogers TV, channel 942. Call in your request at 864-79.
The river and think on the past, knowing a few more years maybe my last.
And now a public service announcement. The Canadian Red Cross needs volunteers in the St. John's area for programs like community transportation, Meals on Wheels, health equipment loans, and for its disaster response team. Volunteers are an important part of the Red Cross team who make a positive impact in our community on a daily basis. If you'd like to be part of the world's largest humanitarian organization and make a difference right here at home, email nlvolunteers@redcross.ca or call 758-8400 for more information. That's nlvolunteers@redcross.ca. or 758-8400.
Hi, I'm Kelly Russell, and you're listening to CHMR, Mon Radio, 93.5 FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Belle Island, BOIR Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back again. I'm Wayne Tucker. Newfound Records now continues to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Come Home Year 1966. Kicking off the third and final segment of the show is a choir of 80 male and female voices directed by Ignatius Rumbolt. That choir was the St. John's Extension Choir of Memorial University. They put out an album in Come Home Year, and they called it Newfoundlanders Sing Songs of Their Homeland. And again, a little quote from their liner notes. The record is intended as a sincere tribute to the people and the music of Newfoundland and Labrador, and in a sense, it embodies the underlying motive and spirit of Come Home Year 66, end quote. So let's give that choir a listen, the St. John's Extension Choir of Memorial University. They sing Johnny Burke's Kellagrew's Swarry.
You may talk of fair and Nolan's Law or anything you choose, but it couldn't hold a stump box to the spree at Kellagrew's. If you want your eyeballs straightened, just come up next week with me, and we'll have to wear your glasses at the Kellagrew's Swarry. There was birch wine, tart wine, cherry wine, and turpentine, jars and avalanches, ginger beer and tea.
I borrowed Clooney's beaver as I squared my yards to sail, and a swallowtail from Hogan that was foxy on the tail. Billy Cudahy's old working pants and Patsy Nolan shoes, and an old white vest from Fogarty to sport at Gallagher's.
There was Billy, Jolie, Dan, and Mrs. Billy, dancing like a little filly for Grazier Hart.
when I arrived at Betsy Snooks that night at 8:30. The place was blocked with carriages stood waiting at the gate. With Clooney's funnel on my pate, the first words Betsy said, "Here comes the local preacher with the pulpit on his head."
There was still news, then news, news since at the Daily News. For Brian T. sat in the blues and looking hard at me. Jim Flint, Tom King, Johnson, champion of the ring, and all the boxers I could bring in the Calaboose for me.
Oh, the Saratoga Lancers, first Miss Betsy kindly said, "Sure, I'd dance with Nancy Cronin and her granny on the head." And Hogan danced with Betsy, oh, you should have seen his shoes, as he lashed all muskets from the rack that night at Callagrew's.
There was four guineas, cold guineas, full of sets and pickaninnies, and everything to catch the pennies, to break his eyes to see. Boiled up, cold up, apple jam was in the cup.
Crooked Flavin struck the fiddler, and a hand I then took in. You should see George Clooney's beaver, and it flattened to the rim. And Hogan's coat was like a vest, the tails were gone, you see. Oh, says I, the devil haul ye, and your Callagrew swore he.
There was first wine, charred wine, cherry wine, and turpentine, towels and cavalances, ginger beer and tea. Pigs feet, cats meat, dumplings boiled in the sheet.
That was the St. John's Extension Choir of Moyle University. Now, next up, a group called the Tyrone Ovens. They were a chorus of a dozen business and professional men that had been singing together for 2 years, and they found a welcome relaxation from everyday activity by singing folk songs. The choir was directed by Dr. David Peters. He was a founder of the annual Kiwanis Music Festival and an accomplished organist. He actually graduated from Trinity College of Music in London. Peters passed away just a few months ago, unfortunately. From the Tyrone Ovens album, We'll Rant and We'll Roar, released in 1966, here they are with the traditional Rhines and the Pitmans.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we strike bottom inside the two sunkers. When straight through the channel to Tosnow we'll go. My name it is Robert, they call me Bob Pitman. I sail on the Ino with Skipper Tim Rowe. I'm bound to have Polly or Billy or Molly. As soon as I'm able to crank the cash flow. If the voyage is good, then this fall I will do it. I want to pound 10 for a ring and a priest. A couple of dollars for clean shirts and collars. And a handful of coppers to make up a feast. We'll rant and we'll roar like two Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck below, until we strike bottom inside the two sunkers. When straight through the channel to Tosnow we'll go.
There's Long Little Polly, her name is Goldworthy, John Coney's Kitty and Mary DeVoe. There's Claire of Cumbrony and young Martha Foley. But the nicest of all is my girl in Osnow. Then here is a health to the girls of Fox Harbor, a Warren and Rex, Crapsole and Rooney. Now let ye be jolly, don't be melancholy. I can't marry all orange chokey I'd be. We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we strike bottom inside our two suckers. When straight through the channel to Tosnow we'll go.
That was the Tyrone Ovens. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm Wayne Tucker. Now, earlier in the program, I told you that John White had actually released two LPs for the Come Home Here market. You heard a track from one of them earlier. You heard John White sing Signal Hill from the Come All Ye Home to Newfoundland album. Well, his second album was called Voice of Newfoundland, and he was backed by the Ray Walsh Band on that one, just like he was on the previous album that I mentioned. All the songs on The Voice of Newfoundland were Newfoundland folk songs. And once again, I'm going to quote from the liner notes just to give you a feel for what was being said on the records at the time they were released. And I quote, "In this release, we have done the old numbers that Newfoundlanders will well remember, and it will be an album they will want to purchase to complete a perfect Come Home to Newfoundland year," end quote. Okay, are you hungry? Well, get out your hand spikes, hatchet, saw. John White is serving Mrs. O'Hooligan's Trinity Cake.
"Has a lane door the rail of the eagle, the letter boy brought unto me, a little gilt-edged invitation, saying the girls want you over to tea. Sure, I knew the O'Hooligan sent it, and I went just for our friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of the Trinity cake. There were bird calls, flute and mouth organs, with handles of double-edged files, covers of clergymen's forgers, and pieces of broken bass viols, blue lights and petticoat jumpers that will build up a fine stomach ache. Sure to kill a man twice after eating a slice of this wonderful Trinity cake. Mrs. Hooligan, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, while her daughter Johanna, a spinster, was helping the boys to the tay. There was everything there on the table that a man or a woman could take, but me eyes nearly bust from their sockets for a taste of the Trinity cake. Helen Reardon wanted to taste it, and she struggled near ready to bust. Two sealers attacked it with handspikes to try and remove the top crust. Then McCarthy went out for a hatchet, and Flanagan grabbed an osa. The cake was enough be the powers to paralyze any man's jaw. McCarthy complained of his stomach, and Morgan fell bad in the head, and Hogan crawled under the melodeon and fervently wished he was dead. And Flanagan grabbed the accordion, and there he did wriggle and shake, and all of them swore they were poisoned or more from eating this wonderful cake. There was glass, eyes, bullseyes, pressed butter, lampwicks and liniment too, pastry as hard as a shutter that a billy ghost jaw couldn't chew, tobacco and whiskers of crackies that will give you the fever and ache. You could go from the knees if you happen to sneeze at eating this Trinity cake."
That was John White with Trinity Cake. Well, we're now on the home stretch of our 50th anniversary of Come Home Here celebration, so for the rest of the program, as time permits, I'm going to spin some more tracks from some of the albums that you heard a single track from a little earlier. And to start that off, you'll hear Dick Nolan with Moonshine Can from his album Eyes to Buy What Catches the Fish. And right after that, Bert Koff will do Otto Kellen's Cape St. Mary's. That's from his album From Newfoundland to Memphis. Two great singers there, Dick Nolan and Bert Cough, back to back. How about that?
Of all you moonshine drinkers, and ye will plainly see the work of the bowling farmers and the way they serviced me. I'll tell of the bowling farmers who lately been around, but jealousy they can't agree, they put me moonshine down. It came on an Easter Sunday morn, as down the road I see old Mickey waving both his arms and headed straight for me. Old Mickey loudly he did shout as down the road he ran, saying, Dick, me by, there's an awful kick about your moonshine can. And next there came a summons, they said that I must go. They made me walk that lonesome trail up to me knees in snow. They made me walk that lonesome trail and put me on the stand, saying, Dick, me by, you'll have to pay for having the moonshine can. I'd like to know how the moonshine's made, the magistrate did say. Of yeast cake and molasses, sure that's the proper way. Of yeast cake and molasses, yes, that's the cutest plan. The magistrate was happy then, he took me moonshine can. The magistrate was happy then, God bless his eyes of blue. He sent me home with the constable and told me what to do. To hear them break me moonshine can, it nearly bust me heart. But when they threw it in the bay, it tore me soul apart. Now here's to this good magistrate, may the Lord receive my friend. And when he dies, we'll bury him and he'll go to the other end. St. Peter there will greet him and the gates he will unlock, saying, come right in, good magistrate, you're welcome to the flock. And here's to the man that wrote this song, I'm sure he was not lying. And if you want to know his name is Patty Ryan. His name is Patty Ryan, me buys from Ghost Town he belong. And when the moonshine time comes round, you'll make it twice as strong.
Hi there. This is Fergus O'Byrne, and you're listening to Newfound Records, the program that gives airtime to Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists.
Take me back to my western boat. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary's, where the Hagdown sail and the Foghorn boy, my friends the Browns and Clarys. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary's. Let me feel my dory lift to the broad Atlantic cumber, where the riptides swirl and the wild ducks whirl, old Neptune calls the numbers, neath the broad Atlantic cumber. Let me sail up the Golden Bay with my old skins all a-steamer, from the thunder squall when I haul my trawl, my old Cape Ann's a-gleamin', my old skin's all a-streamin'. Let me view that rugged shore where the beach is all a-glisten, where the capelins spawn from dusk till dawn, you bait your trawl and listen to the undertow hissing. When I reach that last big shoal where the ground swells break asunder, where the wild sands roll to the surge's toll. Let me be a man and take it when my dory fails to make it. Take me back to that snug green cove where the seas roll up their thunder. There let me rest in the earth's cool breast where the stars shine out their wonder and the seas roll up their thunder.
That was Bert Koff, and before Bert Koff you heard Dick Knoll. Well, it's almost time to close out our Come Home Here special. If you were tuned in earlier, you would have heard a Come Home Here song penned by a fellow by the name of John Pittman. The song was Come Home, Newfoundlander, and you heard it done by the Scotians. And as I said earlier, that was a massive regional hit. Well, apparently Pittman wrote a sequel, probably near the end of the Come Home Here celebration. And to record it, he went to mainlander Andy Nichols, who happened to be playing in St. John's at the time at the El Tico Bar. Andy Nichols was a one-man band, and he played several month-long gigs at the El Tico back in the 60s, and I understand he's still active in Florida. Well, Nichols agreed to record the sequel that John Pittman had penned, and it was recorded at a radio station in St. John's, I'm thinking probably VOCM, who did a lot of recording back then. The song dealt with the winding down of Come Home Here and visitors returning home. And on this number, Andy Nichols plays all the instruments. How much radio play this got, how many copies it sold, I really don't know. Because I don't remember hearing the song in the day, actually. Here then, as Newfound Records winds down, from 1966, Andy Nichols with Farewell, Newfoundlander.
It seems a little while ago we sang Come Home Again, and for a little while we made the rafters ring. In just another little while you'll have to go again. It seems there'll never be a better time to sing. Farewell, Newfoundlander. Pack up your treasure chest of memories and bid the rock adieu. Farewell, Newfoundlander. We hope you keep the Newfie glow from Baccalieu to Malibu. Just stand there with that teardrop in your eye. It's nice to know the trip was worth a try. Farewell, Newfoundlander. Two island shores forever yours, right from the ocean to the trees. Farewell, farewell, Newfoundlander. Back in your teens, these were the scenes of all your childhood memories. So say farewell to lights across the bay. They'll only be a memory away. Farewell, farewell, Newfoundlander. To all you call your own, farewell, farewell to you, farewell. Godspeed across the foam. Farewell, farewell, one last farewell to all the lights.
That was Andy Nichols with Farewell Newfoundlander, written by John Pittman. Fitting end, I think, to today's program and to the Come Home Here celebrations of 1966. Well, time is just about up for today's show. Ray Walsh is going to take us home. He brought us in. He'll take us out, this time with Jenny's Blue Hen, also from his album Favorite Reels and Jigs of Newfoundland that he released in Come Home Here. I'm Wayne Tucker. Just letting you know, I'll be taking a break from the microphone for June, July, and August. I do hope to be back with new Newfound Record shows after Labor Day in September. In the meantime, I've selected a bunch of my favorite programs from the archives to keep you entertained throughout the summer. Until September, have a great summer.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
There it is.